In 1992, the U.S. and Britain helped two Kurdish rebel factions in northern Iraq win quasi-independence from the government in Baghdad. These Kurdish groups have governed the region ever since, and they fought alongside U.S. troops in the campaign to topple Saddam Hussein. But now that the U.S. is the authority in Iraq, some ordinary Kurds are coming forward with allegations of abuses and corruption by their own leaders. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Erbil.
Every morning, American soldiers sit on the sidewalk outside the U.S. military's public liaison office in Erbil and receive a steady stream of visitors, most of whom are Iraqi Kurds. This old man, dressed in traditional Kurdish baggy pants and cummerbund, squinted through the thick lens of his glasses as he asked the Americans to help his son, who he said had been in prison without trial following his arrest nearly 3 years ago. A Kurdish interpreter for the American soldiers abruptly told the man to take his problem to the Justice Ministry of the local government. "I'm disappointed," said the old man, who preferred not to give his name. "I came to the Americans because the Kurdish government won't help me. My son," he added as he walked away, "is innocent."
I have heard of probably two or three cases this morning of somebody being arrested and being missing.
Colonel Alvin Burgess says every day visitors lodge complaints against the two Kurdish factions that have ruled northern Iraq for the past 12 years. He says some cases involve allegations of human rights abuses.
"We've heard a few cases to this effect where they feel that perhaps somebody may be a political prisoner. At this point, we haven't been able to confirm nor deny that indeed, in fact, there are political prisoners. Usually in this particular situation, we try to direct towards the Ministry of Human Rights, the Ministry of Social Affairs."
Following the Gulf War in 1991, the U.S. and Britain helped Iraq's Kurds, the country's second largest ethnic group, emerge from decades of persecution by the Baghdad government, with the creation of an autonomous Kurdish enclave in the north of the country. But within a matter of years, the two main Kurdish rebel movements, the Kurdistan Democratic Party and the Patriotic Union of Kurdistan, were fighting each other for control of the Kurdish zone. They eventually divided the region, and each party established a provincial administration in its own territory, complete with prime ministers. Compared to the rest of Iraq, the Kurdish enclaves were relatively tolerant, allowing some political opposition parties and independent media to operate. But Peter Buchart, a researcher with Human Rights Watch, says the ruling parties also used repressive measures to stifle dissent.
"People continue to be arrested for opposition activities to the Kurdish political parties. Political prisoners do continue to exist in some secret detention facilities in the Kurdish areas under the KDP and the PUK. And we do think that the fact that there is a greater U.S. presence here today is encouraging, because finally the Kurds can be engaged in a dialogue about their own records of abuses. They can't point towards Saddam anymore and say, well, yes, we have our problems, but Saddam is so much worse."
There have also been allegations of corruption. Young university-educated Kurds claim they cannot get jobs in the public sector, with the United Nations, or even with the American forces in the region, without being card-carrying members of one of the ruling parties. Some of the American staff now deployed in the region privately express alarm about the behavior of their wartime allies. One U.S. officer said that since the war, these issues have been raised with the Kurdish leadership at the highest level. Hoshyar Zabari, a top official with the Kurdistan Democratic Party, denied all charges of political imprisonment and said the allegations of his government's corruption are exaggerated.
"Well, really, I believe there may be some abuses here and there, because we are not angels, really, and our democratic experiment is still infant. I mean, it's a developing, evolving experiment. But we have made a great deal of progress."
Ivan Watson, NPR News.